What's up, guys? High Banks Podcast, episode 186. Alex and Nick with you. The day after the clash, usually we do the show before the races, but obviously with the scheduling thing and the weather out there in LA, they raced Saturday night. So usually we don't talk about weather really in LA that much, but Nick, before we get into all that, how you doing? How's the last couple weeks been since we last got on here?
Been busy, man. Yeah, it's good to be back and get this show going. Means we got the season coming up, and yeah, just been relaxing, trying to and get some things done. How's it your way?
Yeah, you know, pretty much the same kind of thing. You know, work, you know, go some places here or there, you know, on the weekend and kind of just chill out or whatever. But yeah, you know, like you said, right around the corner here, we're going to be starting the regular season, Daytona 500 coming up. Just had the clash in LA for the third year. So we'll, you know, no announcement on it being back there next year. Obviously, with the weather conflict and everything, there, you know, the crowd was limited. There was no mid-race concert like they've had in past years. So it had, you know, it wasn't really the big spectacle it was obviously the first year and last year. So yeah, we'll get into that. We did make picks for this just kind of for fun or whatever. So, you know, we'll reveal them at the end as well. So Nick, what did you think of the clash, the third year in LA? You know, we kind of said this after last year's that it's kind of time to move on from, you know, the Coliseum. I mean, it's a hell of a venue. A lot of great sporting events have happened there and an iconic stadium and everything. But I think it's kind of run its course in the NASCAR world.
Yeah, it's definitely lost its luster as years have gone on with this thing. I just think it's nice to have it back in Daytona again. It's or somewhere different, but like you said before, we haven't heard an announcement. We'll kind of figure that out probably during the season if it'll be back. But yeah, all roads, we're all both in agreement that this is it's had its fun. It was fun in the first year, second year. It's like, all right, and then now it's like, whatever. Let's just get this over with and move on.
Yeah, I did see, I don't know if this was just like somebody put on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it now, that they were looking at Mexico or Guadalajara for the
That'd
class.
Be fun.
So
I would be definitely interested in seeing something, you know, they want to get it more
international flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great way to kind of bring in people and then just to see a different track.
Right. Fun. And even, you know, they flirted with the idea of Canada, which was years and years ago in the, you know, in NASCAR, they had a road course up there. They even were flirting with that for the regular season this year. So that, you know, who knows if that could even be somewhat of a possibility. Now, February in Canada might be a little iffy as far, you know, obviously with cold and snow and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
I doubt they would do that. You know, that's why I think they named, you know, Mexico and Guadalajara as possible replacements for the clash. But I'm kind of with you as far as, you know, if they did go back to Daytona, you could even do the road course at Daytona, which I think they did the one year, the year after COVID, so 21. I think they did do the clash on the road course and then went to LA 22, 23 in this year. So, yeah, that could be a possibility or, you know, get a track where we don't usually run, kind of like how they brought North Wilkesboro back.
Even if they did like a fan vote or something,
yeah,
to kind of put that out there and just kind of give five options.
Yeah, see what everybody's kind of, you know, what people would be like, get the fans input a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do that, but, you know, kind of see where all the fans kind of migrate to and, you know, want to see.
Right.
Because like I said, we saw, you know, obviously with the weather and the race being changed from Sunday to Saturday, you know, other people probably have plans. They couldn't make the race, but they're a very limited crowd there.
Very,
very, very limited. And I think even like the heat races and everything yesterday were going to be free. So, I don't know if they ended up just keeping it, that way, or, whoever was in there was there. But yeah, it was a tough watch as far as the crowd's concerned. What did you think of the actual race, like the racing? It went by quick. That first stint of 75 laps, the first half went by in less than an hour. Only had like one caution, I believe, in that whole first half of the race. But what do you think overall of, the product that was on the racetrack?
It was fair, I guess. I wouldn't call it great, but I wouldn't call it bad either. I'm kind of stuck in the middle where, yeah, it's limited area to work with, and I enjoyed it. The bumping and banging you're used
Yeah.
to. It's cool to see it. The ending was decent at the end. I kind of liked the ending where you saw
There's always a caution at the end,
It's cool. You kind of get the overtime in there, which was nice. So you kind of see the last two laps and see how everything planned out, which was it was fun to see. So I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was more of, it was cool to see cars back on track. Actually racing and things of that nature. We got to see the new body styles on the Fords and the Toyotas, which I in the when they first released it, it's like it kind of looks weird, but then when you see it like with the paint schemes on there and everything, okay, well, it doesn't look too bad. So there was a lot of things that were new, obviously new drivers, new teams, and things of that nature. Major teams and drivers didn't make the Clash, which was, shocking. Ryan Blaney, the champion, wouldn't have made it, but he had to use the points provisional and started dead last. But yeah, like Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, didn't make the race.
Josh Williams, he had a good run in
Yeah, good
there, and
run.
unfortunately he didn't get in, which
By
kind
what
of
they said, it was like thousands of a second to Briscoe.
sucked. Yeah, it was
So yeah,
tough.
good run for him in that in the Colley car. Good run for Justin Haley, who we thought would kind of be taking a step down from Colley to Rick Ware, but he had a good run, pretty decent race there as well. So obviously then short being that short track race, and we saw a lot of some hurt feelings after the race, and everything like that. And even though it's an exhibition kind of thing, points don't matter and all that, it's still, in these guys' competitive nature to, win the race. Especially, you never know if you're ever going to be back, in this type of venue, again. So to win, something like that, obviously is like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. So the results from the race, so Nick, Denny Hamlin, who we've seen on this Netflix docu-series kind of thing covering last year's playoffs through five or six drivers. And Denny Hamlin seems to be at the forefront of the show, at least in the first episode or two, obviously being a driver of one team, owner of another. And like you said, when you because I hadn't seen it yet, when you said, oh, he's like a real cocky SOB on there and everything. And then right when I turned it in the first 5 minutes, yeah, I got I got this big of a house, I got a plane, I got, but I effing deserved it, or earned it, I should say. Which, I mean, I guess in all
Rightfully
respect,
so, he did.
yeah.
I can flaunt him. He can back it up. I give him credit for, but there's always that asterisk where you haven't done everything in this
Right.
sport.
He's
So,
done everything but
and that's what.
the one thing that obviously he's looking for. But good start to the year for him. He won the race. And I saw something somewhere, the last two winners of the Clash, Joey Logano the first year, or Martin Truex last year, were either the champion of the sport at the end of the year or the regular season points champion. So I guess that's a good sign for Denny. Winning the Clash. But like you say, it doesn't really mean anything towards the points or the playoffs. Just yeah, that starts in a couple weeks at Daytona. Kyle Busch came in second. He's had top three finishes in all 3 years of the Clash, two different teams. So there's something to be kind of said about that. Ryan Blaney ended up third, and he barely got in. The only reason he got in was because of, the provisional there. Jerry Logano fourth, Kyle Larson fifth, Alex Bowman sixth, Chase Briscoe seventh, Brad Keselowski in his first clash at the Coliseum eighth, Martin Truex Jr. ninth, and William Byron 10th. Brad K first time in the clash. We see him when he first took over the first year, it was absolutely terrible. And last year, I guess he just didn't make it, just wasn't quick enough. But was able to do it in that qualifying, weird kind of qualifying session they had. Group,
It was weird.
yeah,
Yeah,
it was
I
like
wasn't a fan
that
of that.
group was six. Then it's like it's so small of a track that they were right on each other, in a couple laps, and it was kind of weird, but it is what it is there. Your boy Bowman came in sixth, so after a struggle last year, coming back, starting pretty strong here at the Clash. And I think on Denny's podcast, he said it could be a turnaround year for Alex Bowman in the 48. So he could be one to watch as we go throughout this first month of the season. So people have had a couple of issues. Todd Gilliland said his brakes, and we saw them glowing. They were red
Yeah,
hot.
you were using your brakes big time on this course, on this track.
Which I'm surprised we almost didn't see more kind of brake failures with how hot they were.
Yeah, they were what's the word? Glowing red, like you said.
Yeah, like it was like beyond. It was like you could have bent it. It was that hot, like with your hand, if you were able to grab it. So Chase Elliott had an issue with his steering. So he, finished down at the bottom. Justin Haley, I guess, had an engine issue. Didn't hear about that, but he was able to get in. Had a good qualifying run, and so that's a good start for Rick Ware at team. Noah Gregson in the 10 now. Not really a good run, got shuffled back, but he did make it in on speed. And John Hunter Nemechek, 13th, new team with Legacy Motor Club. So good run for them. So that being said, Nick, a little bit of drama after the race here. Joey Logano, I don't know what exactly they were talking about. I guess it was at the end of the race there. And obviously when the caution came out with like 10 to go, and there's no, well, the caution came out with 10 to go, then there was another one, I guess to send it to, it was right when Denny, he took the white flag already, but didn't take the checkered. So it didn't count as if it was like any normal race during the season, he
It
would have
would
been
have.
the winner at that point.
Yeah.
But since it's the Clash, they do everything, every only green flag laps count. So that last lap really didn't count, so to speak. So we went to overtime here. So I don't know if it was in overtime or if it was, after that first caution with 10 to go. I don't know. But Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, I guess we're obviously racing hard. It is short track stuff. They knew going into this is going to be a lot of beating and banging, bumper to the, front bumper to back bumper kind of thing. Moving people out of the way. That's just, how the game is. But I guess Joey, they look pretty, Joey looked pretty hot. I'm not gonna lie. He looked pretty pissed off with Ty there, talking at the hauler. So he said there's been history between them two. I don't know. I would have to, kind of look up what he's talking about exactly.
Right.
But, we kind of asked this question all the time. And this is coming from the Clash. Is there going to be some sort of retaliation? We know Joey would probably retaliate more like we heard Denny Hamlin, I'll get him back, I'll get him back, I'll get him back. I never did nothing. But Joey's like one of those guys, well, I feel like he'll get you some way or another. Whether it be, moving you out of the way or hold you up some sort of way. And he said it's not going to be good for Ty, with the history they have. So what are your kind of thoughts on that?
I really whatever, you know. And Joey's always been the one of the suspects of a lot of issues when it comes to short track. And Ty also is one of the victims that we, one of the culprits that we see, gets himself into a lot of heated exchanges. But obviously, like you did say, that Joey's definitely going to retaliate eventually. It's just a matter of when. Probably won't be, I don't think it's going to be Daytona. I think when they go, when they do something in like Atlanta or, well, not even Atlanta, I say, you know, one of the races coming up, we'll definitely see something. But it's, we've heard it a lot. We've heard this many times. Denny said it. Every driver said, oh, it's he'll get it back. Whatever. Just,
Well, we'll see. We'll believe it when we see it, kind of thing.
yeah, we'll definitely see it. It's just a matter of when. It's going to
When,
come down.
where, and how, I guess it'll be done. But then another couple incidents. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. wasn't happy with John Hunter whenever there was car at the mid-race break. Also wasn't happy with McDowell. We saw them kind of banging doors. Who else? I
And
think Ross
Ross
on
and
Tyler Reddick after
yep.
the race was over. So yeah, a lot of hurt feelings in this one. They all kind of seem to, slough it off, let it go kind of deal. But the main one, I guess, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs. We'll have to see what comes out of that. And Ty Gibbs was quick. Led the most laps. He gapped the field by 2.5 seconds, which at that point, when he started running away, I'm like, oh God, he might lap everybody,
Yeah,
on
he had a
that
good
short
shot at it
track.
at the end when unfortunately he got spun at the end by Larson, it looked like, but I mean, it
It's just,
happens
it's,
when it's small.
I think also the experience. You had Kyle Busch, you had Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, the experience on restarts and stuff like that. Obviously, benefited those guys because they got a better jump
Right.
on Ty, and then once he got shuffled out of the line there, you're mid pack. It's kind of you're kind of in the hornet's nest. So, but we'll have to see, going forward how these guys run. Can't really put a mark on it. Daytona, Atlanta, they're the first two races, both drafting restrictor play kind of tracks, so kind of be hard to gauge there. Until we go out west, I believe, like Vegas or Phoenix, whatever it is, we'll be able to see a better idea of who has the strongest teams kind of deal. So Nick, we did do just kind of for fun type picks on this one. You went with Kyle Busch, you finished second. I went with Ryan Preece, who looked kind of strong at times, finished 11th. So
Was
you
pulling for Brad too. I was
what
hoping because even Johnny was saying, you know, if he gets bumper to some people, he might be making moves. I was hoping to see Brad up there, but.
Well, that's what I was thinking kind of the same thing towards the end with Blaney. Is like I'm still waiting on the diecast from last year. I haven't gotten any of them yet. And I'm like, I don't want to order another one already. You know what I mean? Like,
It's like you do, but you don't at the same
right,
time.
exactly. So I want him to kind of win the clay. That'd be a hell of a way to end last year, start this year, championship to winning the first race of this year. But yeah, the same. I'm like, you know what? We'll take a podium finish. We'll take a bronze medal here, and move on. But so we'll be making picks next week's show for the 500. So we may have to kind of do the show after the duels and they set the starting lineup and all that. But we'll get into that next time. There was something else I had to, I went oh. So I did do the Twitter poll, Nick. A decent amount of votes on this one. So 22 votes. Decent for the because this is a whole new Twitter account too, because I forgot the password to
Oh,
the
no.
other one.
Oh, I forgot about
So,
that.
so it's a whole new deal there. But did you think it was a good race there in LA? It's a hard. It's like
It's tough. Like,
yes, because I liked watching racing again and everything like that, and that just so happens to be where it was at, and
yeah.
no, because I found myself just kind of like on my phone looking at like college basketball scores and stuff like that. And, oh, the race is on. Like
Yeah,
it
you're
was
not fully engaged with it. It's one of those, like you said, it's nice to have it on, but it's not the race that you really are looking for. It's
Right.
I go like, yeah, barely. I'd say
Okay.
like 60%, maybe.
Well, that's
60%
pretty damn
yes.
close.
Is it?
64% said yes.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
Nice.
64% said yes, 36 no. So I was actually kind of shocked on
How high that
how
was.
high, I was thinking, well, what we saw last year was a lot of no, across the board there. So, and for this to be a short track, which, with the next gen car or
Yeah, the
Gen 7 car,
reputation is.
yeah, it's kind of, hopefully, it's a good race when we go to like Martinsville, Bristol, and those kind of places, next couple of months. So, hopefully that trends stays the same there as, the public votes yes on a, good racing or not. So Nick, I guess that'll about do it here. Just as a reminder, the duels. I don't know when like single car qualifying is.
They don't have it up yet, do they?
Now,
Kind of a wait and see.
14th. Okay, so Wednesday. Yeah, so regular single car qualifying Wednesday, 8:15. And then the duels Thursday. First duels at 7, 60 laps on FS1, and then there's a second duel, which would be 60 laps as well. To set the starting lineup for the Daytona 500, February 18th. Obviously, the biggest race of the year outside of the championship and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. But before that comes Nick, we'll do a pick for this week. Who you got at the Super Bowl? 49ers, Chiefs.
Oh God.
If you had a pick, I guess if you had a pick,
Man.
I really personally I don't care who wins, I guess. I'll tell you, I kind of want to see I would only want to see San Francisco because I don't really like Patrick Mahomes. That much, and the whole Kelce Swift deal is like annoying-ish at this point. So I'll go with the 49ers.
Yeah, I gotta go 49ers too. I really don't want to.
Neither do I.
I can't stand either one of them. I do. I like the Brock Purdy story. It's definitely last pick. Nice to see him get his. He didn't even expect to be in this offense, let alone the damn Super Bowl. So just to get a nice ring on there would be a nice ending. But please, no Taylor Swift, please. I
Wow.
don't. I'm tired of it. It's not
Yeah.
even. It's not even her. It's just the media that's just.
Yeah.
Blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't like the 49ers at all, really. So but if I had to pick one, I would go with San Francisco. I used to listen to Usher growing up, so I'm excited for the halftime show.
At first, I wasn't too pleased with it, but now it's getting closer, closer. I was like, it could be worse. So I
Yeah, I
definitely.
mean, I feel like Usher, he's a good entertainer, good, things of that nature. So, we'll see. But
Also, another shocking move. I didn't bring this up before. Kind of it's racing related, but not in our NASCAR related. As Lewis Hamilton switching over to Ferrari starting in 2025. That's a
yeah.
big shocker. Didn't see that coming, but.
Yeah, the whole F1 thing with them denying Andretti on some BS excuse, it kind of, it's like it kind of just rubbed me the wrong way.
I understand, yeah.
So I don't even. I mean, I like Lewis. He would be my favorite driver in F1. Would be Lewis, but yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch, like Monaco and
That's like one I watch the most. And then
yeah,
when they come over to the States and they do the Grand Prix here, like I did watch the
Right.
Vegas one when they did it. I thought that was cool.
Wasn't that on late?
It was on very late. It was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I was
So
up all day.
obviously I didn't even see that. Plus, Max Verstappen wins every week, so it's like, why even watch?
Well, yeah, it's
It's just like, dude, come on. But yeah, they denied Andretti and his deal trying to get in to F1, I think with Cadillac too. So that would have been big for GM and
yeah.
all the US kind of GM car makers and everything. But obviously F1 to think that Andretti and that would bring enough money to them, which they already have billions of gazillion dollars anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's good for Lewis, and hopefully he can, beat Max.
He could be back to where he was a couple years before Max
Yeah.
started just dominating.
Right. Yeah. I'd rather see Lewis win every week than Max.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of the Max thing. I just like to
Yeah.
see variety. It'd be nice to see George Russell up there and some other individuals, but yeah, it just seems like it's the Max show every.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah. So, anywho, I guess that'll be about it. If you guys haven't checked out the Netflix series, I think NASCAR Full
Check
Speed
it
is what
out.
it's called. There's five episodes. I've gotten through four, so I still got to see the last episode. But so far, it's pretty good. It's really
Very
well
good.
done by Netflix. And, like I said, follows about five, six drivers, throughout the playoff run last year. So yeah, if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's pretty cool. And very well edited, very well done overall. So congrats to Netflix on that one.
You get
But
to see your boy win it. The
I get
last
to see it
episode.
again. I get to relive it. Yes. So yeah, that should be, I was pretty high when he won Martinsville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. So yeah. It's definitely pretty good. So I'd recommend it. Even if you're not really a fan of NASCAR, it's still, it kind of shows you more than just the driving aspect of what goes into a day-to-day kind of deal. So anyway, we'll be back I guess next week. I mean, it's Sunday, but we'll be back next week, probably after qualifying, after the duels, or somewhere in there. Get ready for Daytona. So Nick, it's approaching 2 weeks away from the 500.
Coming.
So
We got a busy February. Super Bowl Daytona. It happens every year. It's awesome.
yeah. We got, yeah, Super Bowl, then Daytona, and baseball starting up as well this month. So I'm happy to have that back since the Eagles were trash piles, and obviously nothing to look forward to like last year. But yeah, so we'll be back next week. Follow the Instagram, Heinerscorebanks_podcast, and the Twitter/X, Hi_no. I gotta look it up now. I forget the end of the
It's
name.
still not fresh in your
It's
head
still
yet.
not. So Hi_Banks2_, there it is. So, yeah, so go check them out. Go check out Jacob Jones. I haven't really heard much from him lately, but go check out his pages, social media, Spotify, YouTube, and everything. As all his music up there, so go give that a listen. And we'll be back a little over a week to get fired up for the 500 and start the year 2024 in the NASCAR season. So we will see you guys next time.